No, it's just the way of recording it. Okay, the Shabbos and Shemalayim Parshas Bahalotzcho, which has a lot of interesting, different, disparate topics in it. One of them is towards the end of the sedge, in the first source, in Parakid Aleph, starting in Pasuk Dalet, which is a little bit of a rebellion on the part of the Jewish people against Moshe Rabbeinu and against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It says in Pasuk Dalet, Parakid Aleph, Asafsuf Hashem Bekibo is Avu Tavo. Asafsuf, there's a certain group of people, we're not going to go into details exactly who they were right now. They had some kind of a desire, and by Yeshua, Yivku Gambane Yisov, I hope we'll be a Chilin of both, but they had a tiger, a great desire, and their desire they spread to everybody else also, and they started to complain. Who's going to give us meat? We want meat. They didn't like the food that was available in the Midbar at that time. They were displeased it was on the menu. So they said, we want Bosor. The Pasuk Hey, Zacharno, it's Hadoga, Shanoch, Mitzayim Chinam, it's Hakishim, it's Haratichim, it's Hachotir, it's Hamtov, it's Hashum. We remember the fish and various other vegetables, gourds, and watermelon, other things we used to eat in Mitzrayim that we loved so much. And now in Pasuk Rav, Ata Nafshenu Yereisha Ein Kol Bilti Al Haman. And all we have now is your month. I was sick of it, complaining about the month. So for our purposes, even when it's in the first time of Miach Leinu Bosor. Moshe, huh? Right, that's part of the problem. Yeah. Yeah.
You spoke about the Haggadah, it's terrible to find your own straw in the sand.
Yeah. Now it's something that has... Yeah, we want to go back in the past. That's a good drusher to talk about. That's not tonight, but it's very interesting. Yeah, right. And the problem is they got it for free. Right. But anyway, they're complaining about they don't have any meat. Plus, the girl, Moshe gets exasperated. Hello, Moshe, Hashem. In effect, he said, what do I have to do to you that you made me, gave me the burden of having to shepherd these people? Good day, it's Anochi Harisis, call him, I said, did I give birth to him? Am I their parents? He said, I said, but you know, it's Anochi, it was a deal. He saw my life, so I have a kekecha, she saw him, and it's only called, oh, she saw him, what's up? You tell me, carry them like babies, there's a bunch of babies and so on. And the person, you give them, I only bought some of those things, I said, where in the world am I going to get meat from to feed these people? Kiyuko, I lay more to know of us, they're crying to me, they want meat. So Kodesh Baruch Hu responds to Moshe, the next person, Yitches, Elohim Tamar, Hashem tells Moshe, go tell the people, Hiskadshul Amocha, get yourself ready for tomorrow. Bachalta and Bosa, you'll have meat, all right? I'll give you meat. You want meat? I'll give you meat. Kivichisa and Bosa, Hashem Lema, Mechilil Bosa. You will cry in the ears of Hashem saying, who's giving us meat? Kitov, one of the Mitzrayim, we're saying it's better in Mitzrayim. Hashem, I'll give you meat. Okay, and so, a little later, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, special wind came and it blew in a flock, whatever the right word is, of quail, slug, salvim. It occupied a huge, in each direction, as far as, you could travel in each direction of the camp, this whole huge flock of quail. And Lamed Beis, people got up that day, the night, the next day, and they gathered all these birds to eat. This is what they wanted. He who gathered least got 10 chamarim, whatever it is, a certain measurement. And they prepared to eat it and so on. They started to eat, and the meat was still in their teeth. There was still a little eating. They began to perish. The plague, the onesh came. The Af Hashem Chorav Om, sort of displayed his anger. Vayach Hashem Om Makar Rabam Om, a great disaster. Many people died. And Pasuk Lamedal, this place became known as Vayikra Hashem Om Kamo Kivros Atam. Kishon Kovos Om is these people who had expressed this desire and rebelled against God and said we'd rather go back to Egypt, they all perished in this plague, and they all died. Anyway, what happens here is the people are complaining they want meat. Yeah, and they repeat several times in one form or another, they want his basar. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu give them? Quail. Quail is not meat. Meat usually we assume means red meat, animal meat. Quail is poultry, right? The fowl. Okay, so that's why entitled the shear is chicken and other poultry considered meat regarding basar b'chol. They asked for meat, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him slav. And I haven't seen anybody make a fuss about this in the commentaries. The Chizkoni, here in the Baruch Hu, Parakid Aleph, or the middle of Pasuk Lamed Aleph, is Vayoga, Salvim and Ayam, Keneged, address your point to Rabbi Aksim, Keneged, Masha'olum Yachin, Uposar, Zacharno, Es Hadogos. They said, we want meat, and we also have the fish we used to eat in Mitzrayim. So he gives Lahem Ophos Min Hayam. Because Baruch Hu brought them these birds from the vicinity of the sea, Litom Ta'am Basar V'Dagim. These birds, apparently, like potatoes, everything tastes like chicken. Apparently, these birds, they said it tasted like somehow like meat, but also a little bit like fish. So that's, you know, that's the Chizkuni take. Because Baruch Hu provided them with that. For our purposes, so when I asked Sir Basar, what is the Chizkuni saying? It's just what we're showing. He says that they didn't. They asked Rabbos. They got something that tasted like Rabbos. They got the spot. Now, what's interesting is from this one could conclude that at least the Lashon Torah, Basar would include poultry, right? Would include fowl. That doesn't mean halacha is like that. We have a principle in general. Lashon Torah, lechol Lashon Chacham, lechol. Sometimes, like in all languages, words change in the Torah may have meant may include. It doesn't mean halacha. The Gemara did, but we find something else right into the Gemara. Chulin, Daf Kuf Hayim and Aleph, source number 3. Chulin, Kuf Hayim and Aleph. Gufa Amar of Chissa. Achol Basar Asar Lechol Gvina. The Gemara says, Rav Chissa says, you ate meat, you can't eat cheese. So this is the name of Basar Chol. There. You can't eat cheese. Gvina, Mutar Lechol Basar. You eat cheese first, and you can't have meat afterwards. We're not going to talk about so called hard cheese. In general rule, you have cheese first, you can have meat. You have meat first, you can't have cheese. Rashi explains why in source number 4, very important Rashi, source 4. Again, this is Chulin, Kuf, Hayim, and Aleph. Also, Echol Gvina, why? Yishum debasar moti shuman lo nidba pepeo marach betamo. Because meat has, I don't know, grease or there are oil or fat in it, and it produces a certain flavor that sticks in the mouth, and it lingers. The taste, the flavor lingers for a long time. You know, if you've had a good piece of steak, you know, it's in your mouth for a long time. And the other way around, it's not a problem. Now, back to the Gemara 3. Amaleir v'achav ha'yosu v'chista. What about basar shebein hashinayim mahu? You know, after you eat meat, sometimes for a long time, especially if, you know, you eat, maybe you're not going to come to brush your teeth, or you didn't floss, or whatever it is to later, the meat pieces get stuck between your teeth. Right? So what's the status of that? Meaning, let's say I have a piece of meat in my mouth. Can I have a glass of milk? Can I eat cheese later? It's been, whatever, been hours. Then maybe I still have meat. What's the status of the meat that's between your teeth? The answer, or do we say, no, that's already not called meat. So the dentist, after a certain point, they call it plaque. Right? When it gets it's absorbed in the teeth, it's called plaque, and that's what they tell you to remove. But it's not meat anymore. It's not the Gemara's kasha. What's the status of answers the Gemara from our pasuk? Kari alei ha-pasuk odenu ben shinayan. Our pasuk here in Parshas Malosho said that when they're eating these birds, the meat was still between the teeth, says Rashi. And for basar shenayim, mi choshev basar shelechol gvina imad shitleta. The Gemara's kasha was what the status of meat in between your teeth, as far as eating cheese before removing it. Before you already have to take out those pieces first. The Gemara says it is called meat. Why habasar odeno alma mikri basar? The Torah calls it basar. Habasar odeno ben shenayim. The meat was still in between your teeth. It's called meat. That's the Gemara concludes. And again, however, you see that we're talking about slav, we're talking about quail, and yet the Gemara derives the halacha regarding basar mechala from that point. The Meiri, I want to digress a little bit, but it would certainly look like this would be a pretty decent raya that poultry is considered basar for this purpose, because not just the Torah calls it basar. I mean, the Chizkuni interpretation just means it tastes like meat, but the Gemara learns the halacha regarding basar mechala from a pasuk regarding slav. That's interesting. Again, I did not see. I don't want to make a toll about this. But if you take a look in, going back to the halacha a little bit, so the Gemara had said, the reason you can't eat dairy right after meat is because meat lingers, the flavor of the meat lingers. That's what Rashi said. The Meiri in the base of Chir, they're Kuf Hayim and Aleph 5. Haru Chitza Ochal Basar, also Ochal Gvina, Sam Omer Afilu Be'Oth. So first of all, he says, Sam includes Basar Oth. We'll get back to that later. The Afti Kinoach, and even if you rinse your mouth out, Rav Acha Shalom Basar Shmei Shinayim. Our Rache is what about the meat between the teeth? Ma'o. We talk Vodo Lo Rotsa La Hashwa El Adar Shel. He asked in a nice way. Whatever. Okay. We'll reverse the priest tomorrow. But anyway, he says, look at the second last line. The Heshivo answered, Shabivadai Nikra Hu Basar. It's still called Basar. When we talk Kach, Tzarech Lishos, therefore you have to wait. The Lo Matzina B'Shehizu Pachos Nishir Shabin Tzir Shabin Tzuda L'Tzuda. Who says so horrible is that? It is a different problem, which is not for tonight. How long do you have to wait for meat and dairy? The Gemara is not explicit. Okay, the Meiri says here, it's say so 6 hours, horrible is that? Close to 6 hours. Again, that's not our topic. Okay, we know that some people wait 3 hours, but we're not discussing how long you have to wait exactly, but it's 6 hours. So the Shir Zeth says in the Meiri, Shabashir Zeh, after 6 hours, or close to 6 hours, Yisakel Afim Kamo. The Meiri is of the opinion that at that point, even if there's meat between your teeth, Eino Kari Advasa, that is not called meat anymore. So the Meiri is saying that there comes a point where that the meat that's between your teeth is no longer called meat lahalacha, and it'd be okay to eat cheese, even these pieces of meat, because by now it's plaque or whatever else the dentists call it. Okay, what the dentists call it, but if you ask your brother the dentist, right? So, plaque. Okay, anyway. That's the Meiri. The Rambam says in Hilchos Machos, source number 6, Parakhtes, Hilchos Machos, we'll get back to the law. It's the shear till the next meal, the normal amount of time between meals. And the Rambam writes, well, the Meiri says, Sheshol, so Karav is there. The Rambam writes, who commodes Sheshol? It's around 6 hours. Okay, I guess not our top. Says the Rambam, the reason you got to wait 6 hours is because of that Bosa Ben Shinayim. But that's not what Rashi said. Rashi said the reason you have to wait after meat is because of the flavor that lingers. The Rambam does not have the flavor. It's a matter of the pieces of meat that for at least 6 hours are considered to be meat, and therefore you have to wait. That's the Rambam. Let's see. The tour points this out. Another nafkamin is Yoredeya, Simon Pei Tes. The tour. The day meal to night meal. However long that he writes to Vav Shol. He didn't say around, he didn't say near, he says, well, 6 hours, fine. Bafilu im Shah Kishir. Now look what he says. He holds that even if you waited for that amount of time, in the Ashbasar Bain Ashinayim, if there's still meat between your teeth, Tsarach Lahasiro, you still have to get rid of it. So not that after 6 hours you don't have to get rid of it, you still have to get rid of it. It's still called medium after that. Over Tochazman and before 6 hours, Afilu Ein Basar Bein Hashanayim. Your point was it was your thought. But if you have no meat, still Asar, Lufisha Basar Motzi Shuman or Moshech Tam Azman Aura, because of the flavor issue. Oh, Lufisha Tam, so that's really combining, as we'll see, the interpretations of Rashi and the Rambam both. So Lufisha Tam, Im Lo Achlo, let's say I never ate the meat. I just El Shalah So Latino. You know, sometimes you have a kid, so you break one of the little babies, you have to give them little pieces, you break the piece of meat in your teeth. I didn't eat any. There's no flavor lingering in my mouth. I didn't digest it. I didn't, you know, have it in my mouth for long. So according to this approach, ain't circle hunting. According to Rashi, you wouldn't have to wait, because the whole idea of waiting after you meat is because of the flavor that lingers in your mouth. You know, well, what flavor? It's just a bit off a piece just to give the baby a little piece. The Kevin Shalo Ocho, no, that's the division. The Kevin Shalo Ocho ain't a multi-top. The Rambam has, he says, lo is Latino, if you shoot it for a kid, you would have to wait. Because it doesn't matter, there are no flavors. Shoot it, went into the teeth. But tov lechos b'chumen beis hatamen. It's proper to follow both reasons. The tzohar paskin, the student take that, develop achol basar, hafilo shachai v'ov, if you wait, right? So you have to wait. If you for kid, explains to Rashi, has a flavor that lingers. According to Rashi, you wouldn't have to wait. According to the Rambam, you have the kula, and after 6 hours, even if it's meat, it's not called meat anymore. And according to the Rashi, the flavor lingers longer, But okay. Now that's in terms of that. But again, what emerges from all of this is that this halacha about pasuk shebein hashinayim is learned from a pasuk in the Torah regarding slav, regarding poultry. So you see from there, at least ostensibly, is that at least for some purposes, poultry is considered to be like bosser, even though I didn't say to bring this particular rhyme, huh? Birds, right, exactly. And yet, the Torah calls it bosser, and not just the Torah calls it bosser, the halacha derives an important thing by bosser chol, we just read. Okay, but I mean, it is. No, I understand. It doesn't matter. My point is that we're just trying to show that it looks like the halacha treats love, like Bosa.
I understand.
I know, we're not going to say this.
This is what the people did in the Midwest.
Right.
That's not halal. That's the event.
And so we're not going to derive from the potatoes. You all took the way this. This was love.
It's always
called a Bosa. Okay, but it's always going to call it apples. I mean, it's
called a shack, a house, or a tree.
Okay. I'm saying, but you're right. But the Gemara and the Sohar Paskin's a din about Bosa. They said this. I don't know. I'm saying I didn't see them talk about this. I just thought it was interesting. Now, but Lemaisa, let's get now to the issue of Basu Chalav per se. That was just the background information. As you may know, the issue of Basu Chalav is learned from the fact that three times in the Chumash, a Basuk or a phrase, identical phrase that appears three times. Source number 10 is a Basuk Parashat Mishpatim, Shmos Parakov Gimel Basuk Yutes, and Shmos Parakov Lamedalot Basuk Chalav and Parashat Kisita. Those two psukim are mamish identical. 10 and 11. Reishis Bikur Ad Maschal Tovi Beis Ramakechov, but Bikurim, Lo Sivasho Gedi Bachalei Bimol. Shouldn't cook the meat of a kid, a goat, in his mother's milk. Okay. The famous pasuk goes to Hashem. The same phrase appears later in the Chumash with a different first half of the pasuk. Parshas Re'e, Dvarim Perek Yudal Pasuk Chaval, so it's 12. There it says, Lotsoch Kol Nevela, and I like Nevela. Nevela is meat from an animal that died, a kosher animal, but it died in a means other than through Shechita. It wasn't Shechita. It died of old age or, you know, from a shot or whatever. Okay, lo socha kol nevela gersh urechti na vachola o vachol rechi give it to a non-Jew. Kiam kodesh atosh makecha. And again, lo sivash urechti bachal the third time. As a side point, the Balaturim, there in Parshas Re'ei, Perkidah, with Norm Pasuk Chafal 13, says, lo sivashel begematria isur achila ubishu vahana. You can add it up if you want. The lo sivashel gematria adds up to the three surim here. Isur achila, you can't eat meat and milk, you can't be sure, you can't cook it, even though I can't cook it with someone else, even if I wasn't planning to eat it. And I have the hana, I can't tell it to a non-Jew, or I can't deliver it to someone, get paid for it. Those are three, Yisurim, Yisur, Achilu, Bishana, it's all under the gematria of Lo Sivasho. Without the gematria, gematria is a nice thing to add, but the Gemara mentions the following in source 14, Chulin, Kuk, Taz, Rav, Reis, the Bear, Bishma, Tana, Lo Sivasho, Gdiba, Chalimah, Gimel, Pomim, Echad, Lisa, Achilu, Echad, Lisa, Hano, Echad, Lisa, Bisho. You know, you like gematria, you don't like gematria, you don't like gematria, the Gemara says, that's the halacha. That's why the pasuk repeats the phrase three times in three different places in the Chumash. One for Isser Achila, one for Isser Hanah, and one for Isser of Bishul. Okay, now, let's ask the halacha, so where does Sar'o fit into this? Because here the pasuk says Gedi. Well, Gedi is an animal. Let's use the word Basar here. Okay, here, regarding Basar B'cholav, we call it colloquially Basar B'cholav, but the pasuk used the word Gedi. Now, you can also ask, how do you know to extend these from other animals, other bread? Right. So, the Gemara discusses all this. Okay, in other words, what about a different animal besides the Gedi? You know, but we're going to accept the given now, the Gemara discusses it, but we're going to accept their chulin. We're going to accept that Gedi is a paradigm for all what we call red meat, or animal meat. Okay, and that milk means all milk. Okay, but what about poultry? So, turns out that there's a machlokas about this. And by the way, not all of the animals that are kurid. There's actually three way machlokas in the Mishnah Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Al 15. Mishnah says, Bisar behema tahora v'chala behema tahora. Meat from a kosher animal and milk from a kosher animal. Also levasho, also bahano. Given that you don't know how to eat it. But also levasho, also bahano. You can't cook it, and you can't get hana from it. Bisar behema tahora v'chala behema tmeya. If you have meat from a kosher animal, talking on a derisa level, if you have meat from a kosher animal in milk from a non-kosher, some non-kosher, there are non-kosher mammals, but the horse is horse milk, that's okay, or camel milk. So if you have meat from a kosher animal in milk, mixed with milk from a non-kosher animal, or the reverse, bizarre behemoth tomato, if you have meat from a non-kosher animal, okay, the chol behemoth or milk from a kosher animal, mutter levacho or mutter bahana, that you can cook, and that you can get hana from. Okay? Right, exactly. So Rashi explains this, jumped out of 16 per second. Again, cool and cooked it at Gidumal Abba Mishan. Mutu Lash Mutu. There ain't no Mishum Bas Mechalim. There is no Isser Bas Mechalim because you have the Gemara. But Ubachila, the Osir Mishum Mishum Tveya. I mean, it's Osir because you're not allowed to eat non kosher meat. It's non kosher meat, kosher milk. So you eat it, you violate the Isser, or vice versa. That's not Osir. You eat it's kosher meat with non kosher milk. You eat that, so then you violate Isser Achila. But the extra Isurim of Bishlama do not apply. Okay, back to the Mishnah. It's for this purpose, not counting me. Right, for this purpose, it doesn't count as me. Okay, now, one second. So now, next, that's higher. That's the next. The second line of 15, back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chaya ve'of einam min ha-Torah. Chaya, which could be a kosher, I would say deer, okay, or an antelope. The halacha distinguishing, but a chaya will roughly translate as a wild animal, and a behemoth is a domesticated animal. It's not necessarily wild domesticated the way we have it today. But anyway, but the deer is a kosher animal. Antelope's a kosher animal, you know, all in the range, right? The deer and the antelope, so you have deer and antelope. So you have chaya v'olf enam in ha-Torah. Says in the Kiva, meat and dairy there would not be asur l'oraisa, because it's got to be like gedi. Gedi is a behemoth, not a chaya. Shenemar, it says, our pasuk, lo sasu l'chaim gimel palmin. Prana hekima, something else. We had gimel palmin. Why? To teach you the three surah. Achila is a bishlana. The Kiva says gimel palmin, prat, because it excludes three types of creatures. Prat l'chai excludes. The isur of abas v'chalav, on a Torah level, excludes chaya. Okay, there's no pasuk v'chalav by chaya. It excludes of. There's no pasuk v'chalav by poultry. Ubehemet t'man excludes the trade animal. That's what the Kiva says. Okay? Look in Rashi, prat. No, not right now. Prat loaf, Rashi, gedi prat loaf, shena behema. Okay, because gedi excludes the bird, which is not an animal at all. Gedi prat lechaya shena behema, it's also not a behema. Dafa gav the chaya b'chol behema, also chayitem afkir, you see, okay, learn that. Some problem is included. Our other types of kosher animals, which are not gedi, could be a toro, a roch, a cow, ewes, whatever, that's included. And non-kosher animals are excluded. Then there's a third opinion of the Mishnah, again, 15. The third of the three psukim, one parashas raised, so it's 12, which begins Lo Sochu Kol Nevela, and it says Lo Sochu Kol Nevela, and it says in Nemar, Lo Sochu Kol Nevela. Escha Osim Shum Nevela, Osu Levasha B'cholam. What type of Isser does meat and milk apply to? To that which there would also be an Isser of Nevela. Okay? What about Oak? There is Nevela. Oak, Escha Osim Shum Nevela, the pasuk says, you don't cook, the source is don't cook meat in the milk for its mother. There's no milk for the birds, there's no mother's milk by birds. Okay? So therefore, that's excluded. So Rabbi Yosef Glili says, Chaya is included. Okay? Chaya is included. So it's a three-way machlokas. Again, the first opinion of Tanakama, the majority opinion of Rabbanan, says that. That it's only animal, only behema, and it's questionable what the Tanakhama says by oaf. Okay, the Kiva says oaf is not included. Rabbi Yosef Glili says that oaf. Rabbi Yosef says oaf is not included. Oaf is not in Torah, and Rabbi Yosef Glili agrees that oaf is not in Torah, but he says chaya is, and the Kiva says chaya is not. Okay, now. Tosus, there, Chulun, take the next page, 17. Tosus on that page, Chulun says, Kufi Gimel Alf, and you ask him, Sar, Behemet, or Bechel, and Ezer, who are then Besar Ofler, Alpana, and Osman, and Alpana? The first opinion never says anything about Oph. You look in, again, look back on the source 15, the Tanakhama never says what he holds by Oph. So Tosus is of the opinion that they agree that Oph is Osman, and Torah. The Dafka, Bekiva, who do Amachai, and Oph, and Amin, and Torah. Bekiva is the only one who says Chai and Oph are both Amin, and Torah. In that case, says the Tosus, the Tanakhama agrees with, you know, says really, that Oph is excluded because there's no Chalev Ein, there's no mother's milk in the picture. So again, it didn't say that exclusion of Mishnah, but that's the sheet of Tosus. The Tosus holds that it's only the Kiva that's arguing that says Oph, that at least according to the first opinion, Bisar Oph is Usher Min HaTorah, just like Bisar Bein. Never mind that it says Gedi, I don't care. It's Usher Min HaTorah. Okay, now, it's just Rabbi Akiva who says that it's not, you know, based on that drosha. Fine. The Rosh, there in Chulun, Parakhet Simon Nun Aleph, suggests that the Rift disagrees. Umasha Haver of Alphas, the Akiva, the Akiva, the Lohavi disagrees. Yishum Shaposik, Halacha Kabakiva. The Rift only quotes the Halacha, the viewer of Akiva, it seems to pass from Akiva. Now, says the Rosh like this, V'ez Shila, the Abonim Plikia, if that first opinion, the Rabbanon, disagreed with the Akiva, why in the world would we pass on like Rabbi Akiva? After all, we have a rule, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaver odafka v'lo neged rabbi. If the first opinion, according to what Tosis just said, okay, according to what Tosis just said, Tosis says that the Rabbanan hold that that Bissar Oath is also in the Torah, only Rabbi Akiva says not in the Torah. The Rif is saying no. The Rabbanan have to agree with Rabbi Akiva on that. Why? Because since the Rif says halacha like Rabbi Akiva, well, we wouldn't pass on Rabbi Akiva against the majority, right? So therefore, must be the majority agree. That's what he says. The Kiva was simply explaining the view of the Tanakhama. There's no machlokes. That's what the Rosh says in the name of the Rif. Now, that's against Tosus. Because Tosus says, Tosus would have to answer why would he pass like a Kiva against the others. Okay, but that's what the Rosh said. The Rosh himself, the Tosus HaRosh there, in 19, the Rosh himself says like Tosus. Okay, the Rosh there, in the comment of the Rosh, back of the Gemara, the Rosh was saying according to the Rif. But the Tosus HaRosh, in Chul and Kuvigil Alps, verse 19, says, B'sar B'heim HaTor, Hu Adin Chayv Olfas V'n Arbon, B'daf Kavi Kiva, and so on and so forth. So, there Tosus agrees. The Tosus HaRosh agrees. So, it's a Machokes, whether Olf is Rabbanon or Doraisa. That's the bottom line. Okay, we don't know. We know Rabbi Kiva says Olf is only Rabbanon. What do the Chacham say? It's about Chul Yishon, what the Chacham say. The Rosh Yosef, the Prima Garden, Chulin, Kufi Bion, what also is 20, says, Midinokar, Rosh, and Fluke, the Lenokar, Amar, Rekiva, Shmam, and Zatluga, Atar, Kabbat. There's a general rule. You know, you ever notice that sometimes the Gemara says, Amar, Rekiva, sometimes Rekiva, Omer. You know, well, why does it sometimes say one way or the other way? So he says, Amar, Rav, so and so, is usually a Lush, means he's coming to argue. That's the Amar, Rekiva sounds like he is arguing. Right, exactly. So he said, so that's what the Rosh Yosef says, according to that, and that's what Tosus says, Tanakhama disagrees. And look at the second line of 20. It was Shalosh Machlokas with Darwin. Okay, the three Machlokas, the three-way Machlokas here. The Tanakhama, Kula Minatorah. According to Tanakhama, everything's also Minatorah. Kiva, Chayav, Olf, Enam Minatorah. And the other saying, this is Chayav Minatorah, Olf, Enam Minatorah. So that's what he says. Okay, now, he points out, though, that the Rosh, at least the name of the Rif, and other posts can say that the Kiva is only explaining the Tanakhama. And he said it in this lashon. Okay, so it won't be the first time there's exceptions to the rule, whatever. We pass by Tosfos Yontif on that Mishnah Chul and Parakas Mishnah Dalad in Tosfos Yontif 21. The Kiva and a Cholik and a Pfizer come a Kachochi and a Rosh Merib. And the others disagree. Okay, whatever. He has a whole riot, whole list of places where, you know, just because he said it in that language doesn't mean he's always agreeing. Okay, whatever comes out. There is, now, however, I do want to point out that even according to those who hold that the Rabbanan and the Kiva agree, that the Tosfos and the Rosh know it, there is definitely another opinion. Maybe not in that Mishnah. We look in 22 in the Mechilta, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parshas Chof, the Sefer the Kasva, Lo Savash, and Libachai, 22, Rabbi Yoshia, in some versions, says Rabbi Yoshia, Omer, this name, my name, Rabbi Shalosh, and the Kalmos, Lo Savash, and Libachai, no, Achas, the Behemah, Achas, the Chayav, Achas, no, not to exclude, but to include. There is definitely one sheet in the Tanon, at least, could be that the Rabbanan and that Mishnah agree. But even if you want to say like the Rosh says the name of the Rif, and others say that he just comes to explain, but there is definitely another sheet. Now, as an aside, so now we've learned a number of different things from the three-time repetition of Los Angeles Kol Emo. Take a look in 23. Rashi says in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Kisisa that Los Angeles Gedi comes to teach you. Let's take a look in 23. We shlo shum a kolus nichtu b'tara echelet shachila vechlis anav vechlis abishul. And again in 24. Azhar l'bos l'chol shal shvom kos b'tara echelet shachila echel anav vechlis abishul. So that's what we said right before. But Rashi in Re'ei says in 25, again it's parik yadav posel alav and dvarim, says shalosh pa'amim prat l'chaya l'opus l'hem etzmeyam. Comes to exclude, says like a bekivit, you know, so he changed his mind. Twice he said the reason he had it three times is because it comes to have three surahs. And here he says it comes to exclude three different types of creatures. Chaya, Opus, Tmeh. The Ramban takes note of this there in Re'eh, 26. The phrase is found three times. That teaches that there are three surim. The other drosh is from the word gedi. The word gedi excludes three different types of creatures. One is one limud, and he says otherwise Rashi sosur himself. You know, So we want to try to avoid that possibility. Rashi contradicts himself. So the Ramban explains, not like Shiloh. There's two different drushes at work here. One is from the whole pasuk, or the whole phrase is repeated three times to teach you three stewards, Achila Bishlanot. And the other drush is the word Gedi. The word Gedi comes to three times, comes to exclude each time a different creature. So, okay. Anyway. Well, probably based on his mission, it's to the Sunnah Alok Zaka Bekeeper. Yeah. I guess. Okay. Now, Lemaisa comes out so far, again, where we are right now, is Lemachlokit. Hatanoim, whether Bisar Oaf is the rice of the Rabbana. Clearly, the Kiva says the Rabbana. It could be, and it could be that the Rabbanan agree with the Rekim, he's just explaining. Could be they disagree. There's certainly Rabbi Yoshia or Rabbi Yonatan, whoever it was in that Mechilta, disagrees. Let's look at some other sources. Yeah.
How is it possible? I don't understand how the Rabbanan can say that it is the right to decide definition what the Torah is saying. It's just so what is, how it could possibly be the right. Meaning, if they're talking about milk and it's not in the realm of milk, then there's
you're right.
A way to say that.
But according to that Joshua Mechilta, the three times word Gedi, it comes as a reboot to include other things besides what's supposed to be possible.
Right?
I hear. Yeah, according to well, that's what the mission says. But you're right. But it wouldn't be the first time you have a Joshua that comes to include other things. The word Gedi is, you're right, I hear. That's what it keeps. All right. Now, another mission in Chulin, it's actually an earlier mission at the beginning of that character, it's called Kalabos, 27. Very bottom of Kuf Gimel with Bays in Hulin. Mishnah says 27. Kol Abasar also Lashem Cholav. Here comes your point. Chutz B'Bsar Dog and Chagovim. All meat you're not allowed to cook with milk except for fish and Chagovim. Those read that? Grasshoppers. So sometimes insects that are kosher. Shkenazim don't eat today, so I didn't do. The also Lahalos Imagvina Alasuf. And I don't want to put it on the same table. You know, we have separate dishes and stuff. I don't want to put it on the same table with cheese. Again, chutz b'sar dog v'chagovim, except fish and insects you can't. And thirdly, hanodim and abasa mutu b'sar dog v'chagovim. Let's say a guy takes a net. Let's top of down a guy takes a net there and says, I want to lose weight or whatever. The doctor says, I cut back, so I take an oath. Next month, I'm not going to eat red meat. I'm not going to eat meat. Does that include chicken? No, the Gemara says, yes, it includes everything but not fish. You know, I guess they're not vegan. Well, vegans don't even eat fish, right? But whatever, some vegetarians believe fish. Anyway, it says, Mutav Sardom HaKadam. Okay, now, says the Rashi, maybe what you were thinking of, Mr. Gilman, it says, Gala, look at Rashi, they're cooking with maize and corn, 28. Kalabas also says, Tafakad, the Rachman Kadi, Huadin, Lechaibo, okay, it comes to school, Mifflet, please, well, come on. It's a Machokas later, when it's a Rai said Rabbana. In other words, what this Rashi is telling you is, everybody agrees that it's also. The only question is the rice and the rabbana. And you're not allowed to put it on the same table. Why also? The halos, no more also. You may come to eat it. It's on the same table. You come to eat it. Okay? Now, and on the top of the next page, Chulin Kudan Rav 29, again, I know there, so I know there ain't died to Allah Chalash from the Adam. This is very important. You know, when you take a medley, it means the colloquial use. Well, colloquial use of meat does include poultry. I mean, even in English, when we say meat, like we call it white meat, dark meat, right? When you're having a piece of chicken or turkey, whatever you have, they're like white meat, like dark. We call it meat. I don't think we usually say it by fish, right? I mean, if you only refer to fish as meat, but it was.
Huh?
Yeah, right. To a steak you have, right. Yeah, I guess.
Use the word flesh as
opposed to meat. Right, that's true. But anyway, but that's our Gemara. Now, the Gemara now goes on, 30, kuf daron aleph. So, 1 second. So it says, Basar is also a Rosh Hashanah, but the Mishnah says all meat you can't cook in milk, except for fish and insects. So there are ha'ot, therefore apparently poultry, is also a Raisa. Right? That's the Mishnah seems. So says there are Kaman, the loaf, Rabbi Kiva. That's obviously not like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva, ha'machayv of Enanatar, because we have the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva, the Nominatar. So you have to go a little back and forth. The Gemara says, Rashi Omer, no, call Rabbi Kiva. The Achi Kaman. The Kiva can learn like this mission too. Kol Abasar also Rosh Hashanah. All meat you can't cook in milk. Mehem Midibrei Torah, Mehem Midibrei Sofer. Sometimes it's a Raisa, and sometimes it's a Rabbanan. Except for fish and salt, which is Shein Alom Midibrei Torah, Alom Midibrei Sofer. It's also neither the Raisa, nor the Rabbanan. In other words, the Gemara works it out. That's why she explained in 31. The Yeshua Midibrei Torah, Mishar Behem is Midibrei Torah. The Yeshua Midibrei Torah, Chayim Olsa. It's not a steer to that mission. The mission says you can't cook Basar and Chalav. It includes all kinds of meat. There's the Rekiva. Sometimes the Raisa, sometimes the Rabbanan. We're observant Jews. We follow the Raisa and the Rabbanan. So the Mishnah makes a blanket statement. Okay? Another Mishnah, Chulin Kutsi Gimelot, the same page we were on before, there's an earlier Mishnah, says as follows in 32. Hamala is open like we know a shulchan, ain't no over below sase. If you put poultry on the table with cheese, you don't violate a low sase. Okay, you don't violate a low sase. Okay? Now, Rashi explains what he means. Of course, what low sase is. No low sase to put thing on the table. Rashi says it's going to lead into the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. Kula kula be going out, 34. Ha ochlo, over below sase. Sounds like. When are you not following the law just by putting poultry and cheese on the table? Then you're not following the law. I'm implying what if you eat it and you are following the law, so I said, Shmami no b'sa'o p'chol of deraisa. That sounds like what? It's called the law, so I said. That sounds like it's deraisa. So to get against the Akiva, Mara says, no. Emo, what it means is, Hamala is the oath, you might be in our shukhan, ain't no poly day, law, so I said. If you put meat, the poultry, and chicken on the table with cheese, you'll never come to violate those things. Okay? You'll never come to violate. As Rashi says, Klomer, ain't a loch, you'll never come, because if you will eat it, it's still not a loch, it's a proof of the kibbutz. He turns it around. He says, you're not allowed to eat it, okay? You'll never come to a loch, sase. Even if you do eat it, it won't be a loch, sase. It'll be a violated drabbanan. It won't be a loch, sase. Now, just one other important Gemara in this context, 36, Chulin Kuf Tez Zayin of an Aleph. The Gemara says, remember, Yosef Glili said that the just Chaya, Yosef Glili also maintained that oath was not Asim Daraisa, and we never find that Yosef Glili said it's even Asim Darbana. All these Gemaras that we just read, we quetched in Rabbi Akiva, well, yeah, it's only Darbana, right? That's we just worked everything out. That's an important point. The Akiva is Moda, that it's only Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef Glili, who also excluded, based on Chalev Aim, right? Rabbi Yosef Glili, we said, doesn't even seem to say even also Rabbanan. And in fact, let's look at 36. Kuf Tez Zayin Rabbi Yosef Glili, Omer, Nemar Lo Sochlu, right? My Ika Ben Yosef Glili Bekiva. What's wrong with Rabbi Yosef Glili? So number one, Ika Ben Eyo Chaya. A wild animal, deer, antelope, is Bachok. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Summer Chaya Dorais, Bekiva, Summer Chaya Rabbanan. He holds that Yosef Glili holds that's also the right, because it is Chalei Vein, right? And he holds only the bottom. He buys him another. Of he can deny. The Akiva summer, Chayla of Enem in the Torah. The Akiva says, Chayla of the Torah, but Hamid drop bottom on Siri. But that's the bottom. Yosef Glili summer, of Afilim in the bottom, Nami Loasir. Just imagine Rabbi saying that today. Okay? Rabbi's going to get up and say, there'll be an article about it in the paper the next day. Okay? Yosef Glili said, and not only that, but look at this. Tanya Mehochi. I got to give a quick introduction. Gemara lumps two things together. There was a machlokas regarding, unrelated to this totally, just want to link them together. There's a machlokas between the Belezer and the Chachamim regarding a bris mila that takes place on Shabbos. Sometimes the bris mila is on Shabbos. If the baby is born on Shabbos, the Shabbos is the eighth day, it's Bizman, and it wasn't just a cesarean section until the normal delivery, so you do the bris even on Shabbos. That's halacha. No question, no argument about that. The question is, what about what's called machshirei mila? To sharpen a knife or to up things that are not directly the act of mila you can do. What about there's no air involved carrying the knife to shul? Okay. So anyway, in the parak is known as the mila says machshirei mila are allowed also, and we pass it not like that. So, but the gemara says not back to our gemara. Tanya halacha bim kol moshe belezer hayu karsin eitzim las v'chom lasos barza. In Rabbi Lezer's town, where he was the rabbi, he was the Mardasa, they followed his shita by Bris Mila. And not only did they allow the Mila on Shabbos, they allowed the accessories to the Mila, the Machshirei Mila, sharpening the knife and everything like that. Good. The second evidence was important was, Bimkomo Shab Yosef Glili Hayu Ochlin Bissar of the Cholov. Where Rabbi Yosef Glili was in the Galil, he was the chief rabbi, people would eat in those days Bissar of poultry with milk, because that's what he held. He held Zayin also Rabbanan. Right, his shita didn't carry the day when eventually the halacha was established, but in his town, you have the right to follow your rabbi as long as he's competent and his person is entitled to an opinion, which basically clearly was. So in his town, he used to follow that. Okay, we don't happen to do that. Okay?
Right, so
as I said, imagine some rabbi today will get up and say that, so we're going out of town. Anyway. So that's the one. Chulin Kuf Tez Zayin of an Aleph. Rashi there just explained it. I don't know, you're all inside. He says, Ofi, when Rabbi Akiva says Ofi is not Minat Torah, but it's Rabbanim, just like Lili, it says not even the Rabbanim, and his place, that's what they used to do. The Rashba, in the Torah, Tabayis 38, Torah, Tabayis Gimel Shar, it says, the Chai of the Ofi, the Kama Akiva, Enem Minat Torah, Dafka Kama Enem Minat Torah, of the Rabbanim Asiri. Rabbi Akiva says, Enem Minat Torah, that's an important point. The Rashba is Medayik. If you want to look back at the original Mishnah, to look at the words carefully now, the Mishnah says, on source number 15, second line, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chai V'Of Eina Min HaTorah. He didn't say mutter. You know how to use that word. He, okay, he says Eina Min HaTorah. Okay, so he says, so says the Rashba back in our source 38. He says Eina Min HaTorah, Avim Rabbanan theory, but he missed Rabbanan. And he says, that's the Gemara later on. That's Rabbi Akiva hold. Okay, but it's Rabbanan. Rabbi Saglili allows it even Rabbanan. The Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah, that Mishnah Chulim Parches Mishnah Dal 39, quotes Rabbi Akiva, says the same thing, and at the end he writes Halacha Rabbi Akiva. He explains the Halacha Rabbi Akiva is Reglili, whichever way the Chachamim fall out, the first one we discussed before, and the Mechotah is opinion, but anyway, Halacha Rabbi Akiva. Same, what's that? Hmm. That's what I know. And the Meiri, there in Chulim Kuf Gimel Aleph, also Amar Mir B'Sar Be'Emet Har Tetra, called Kibir Saglili, and Rekivi, that's his Rabbanon, and he also says, Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Now that means, well, Halacha today, Star Oath is considered to be Rabbanon. So chicken is a chicken, and turkey and everything else that's with, is not the Raisa, despite our psukim about the Slav and all the other Raisa we had, but okay, it was like you said, it's not but this, I'm going to learn it out, but it's only Rabbanon. Now it's interesting, do we accept that, even though the Rambam and the Meiri say the halacha like that, we're going to see you in a moment, not everybody necessarily agrees to that. There is a Gemara also in Chulin, all these sukkahs in the same tarak called Kalabasa. Chulin, Kuf Dalmud Bay, 41. Tana Igra, Kamua, the Rab Abba. What was his name? Kof Ugrina Necholin Beafikorin. Not Afikomen, not Apikores, Apikorin. Okay? Kof Ugrina Necholin Beafikorin. Cheese, the bird, poultry, fowl, and chicken, and cheese can be eaten afikor. What does Rashi mean? Afikor is from the word hefker, says Rashi 42. I've learned derech hefker, meaning you don't have to worry. You can eat them together, don't have to worry. Shein on nizarpeh. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, that's what he held. And maybe you don't, and that's an email to talk about at the Raisa level. Okay. The Tosus commenting on that Gemara in 43. Kulin kuf dalon beit, the last of ofugvina in basogvina lo. The olam nahagu. The meaning of the world, says the Balei Tosfos, is that we don't eat cheese after meat at all, even after psar oaf, even after chicken. Okay? But as far as he knew, whatever he knew about the world. Okay? The Alpha Gav, the Tani, it's like the Ramos says, whatever he knew about. Anyway, the Alpha Gav, the Tani, Igra, Ovogin, Echom, the Torah, and the Mashma, Ovogin, the Dilma, Mishim, the Sar, the Sar, the Chom, the Lav, the Raisa. That shita of this igra, the father of Rav Abba, that may be because he holds Basar Oath, the Chol of Lav Doraisa. And that's why he was lenient about it. The low kaimel on Hochi, said Tosu. We don't pass him like that. So it looks in Tosu, like Tosu's pass is what? And Basar Oath, Basar Oath is the right. I'm sorry, Basar Oath is the right. Again, he said, Mishum, he held this Amora in the Gemara, held the Basar Oath, the Chol of Lav Doraisa. But low kaimel, we pass him, it is the right. That's why we are stricter about it. He said you don't have to be careful. The Tosfos says the world is knowing the other way. Why? Because we hold that it is the Raisa. That's the Tosfos. That's against that Rama the Parish of Mishnayos. It's against the Miri, who said, I'll have to keep it, but I'm sure Tosfos is the Tosfos. Tosfos said, not so fast. Now, let's look at the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. That was the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnah. Look at the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, 44. Hilchos Machalos Zot Parates, Aloch HaGimel. Okay, he says what's also the rice is only animal meat of a kosher animal with milk from a kosher animal. All these other types of animals. What about gedi? No, gedi means goat. Only when it says gedi izim. Okay, the Gemara discussed that too. Okay, not our issue now. But other types of things are only drabana. And now, a very important point. The end of that Rambam, Obsar Behemoth Torah, Shavish Rechalot Behemoth Tmeya. Obsar Behemoth Tmeya, Shavish Rechalot Behemoth Torah. Mutter Levashel Umuteres Behanoah. Behemoth Chalot Echalot Mishmim Bosom Echalot. Like we said before, you're not allowed to eat it because it's non-kosher meat. But there's no isabishal no isar not. Here's the important point, because now we come alach alamaisa, alach atalit. The chain b'sar chai v'of, b'ein b'chol v'chai b'ein b'chol b'ein b'ein o'os v'chil v'atorah, l'fichach mutar v'asho mutar v'hanah. There is an important nafkamina that emerges. If we should pasken, like in the kiva, that b'sar of, chicken is only drabanon, so you would ask, what difference does it make for me and you? We keep all drabanons too. Yeah, but it's only drabanon. It's not real basar v'cholah. And it's mutar b'hanah and it's mutar bishul. That's a big thing. That's a big thing. Poultry and according, that's what Rambam says. Eino also b'chilu atar l'fichach. That's right. If that's or you know, might be a difference for a cholah. Okay, so they're very important. So mutar b'hanah mutar b'hanah. But also b'chilu and why is it also huh?
Yeah,
kids, kids,
child,
a child. Okay, yes, yeah. For the purpose of basar v'chala, right? We're talking about chicken. Chicken. Right. The other side, what about for yontif and the chila basar? That's not tonight. But anyway, but according to the Rambam, he's telling us he's not like Tosus. He passes like every kiva the way he did in the Parashat Mishnah. Namely, the basar was drabanan, but he's telling us not a very practical application. It's also to eat it, yes. Why he says. Also, you eat chicken with milk, you get mixed up, and eventually eat, again, especially today, we call it meat, like I said before, very often it's served together with the same type of affairs and so on and so forth, chicken and meat, so therefore it'll mix people up. Okay, however, to sell it or to cook it will be allowed. Halacha chav, also, he said, not to put on the same table because it'll, you know, you're going to tempt you even though it's only Dabona. He said, Apo Pisho, should get out of the habit of doing, possibly doing that there. So the Rambam is holding that it's a Raisa. I said, that's Dabona, rather, like the Nikita. The Magid Mishnah on that Rambam, the next verse 45, kind of spells out the Sugya. And I don't want to read inside because we already covered this already. He goes through all those Sugyas that seem to apply against the Nikita. That's the Raisa. And now each one we got out of it by saying it means some are derisa, some are rabbanon, and so on. Okay, the Lechem Mishnah says so it's a little problematical. You know, because at the very end of the Magid Mishnah, he says, "Well, 1 second, if it's exer rabbanon, they're not allowed to put on the same table." And Oaf and Cholav is rabbanon, isn't exer and exer? They give the old answer, "Kula chad exer, no, it's all the same exer, not allowed to come to you." Fine. The Lechem Mishnah is something a little different. I'm not really sure psychology is true. It's not true. I'm mentioning there it's in Hukos Machal of the Surah Star Chesal of a Dalit. Magid Mishnah, that's what the Magid Mishnah was too. The Lechem Mishnah says, because they only made Exer, so just wondering in general, as was the Magid Mishnah, once the Rabbanan made the Isra Achila, the Rabbanan on Saro, why did the Taka also include Isra Bishon? Oh, the Rabbanan, you're right. Because why is it automatic? They didn't do that. Because once they extended the Isra Achila, to birth. So the birth, do all three. Why didn't they do it?
Sounds like it's stronger than table.
Right, they included it. That's true. That's a good R too.
Like see,
you're right. That's true. So anyway, he says they didn't do it. Okay. The Magid Mishnah says they didn't do it. And the Lechem Mishnah explains near the Hakam who the Achila shu tava lecho gozes rovelasos. Anything to do with eating, I explain this point to you. That's people have the time to eat it, you know. We don't have such a time to bistle, to cook, and to get hanoah. I don't know, is that true? Maybe some people like cooking. Right? Or some people need the money, so they want to get into hanoah. Right? So, so he says, That's what he said. I just want to point out in 47, an important Rambam in general to know. Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis Halacha Tes. Hilchos Mamrim talks about people who rebel against the authority of the Chachamim, or Chacham themselves refused to listen to the other Chacham and son is okay, Mamrim. And the Hilchos Mamrim, so the Rambam there, I'll say it outside, the 47 is bothered a little bit. We have an mitzvah called Baal Tosif. Now I'm going to add on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. I can't just make a mitzvah now. I can be the chief rabbi, but I can't make a mitzvah that now on Tuesdays at 12 noon. Everyone has to stand in the head. You can't add on a mitzvah in the Torah. Not only can't add, but even within a mitzvah, you can't add. Right? You can't. The sukkahs, you have to take a little of the esrog, adasim, or rubbers. I can't say you have to take a little of adasim, or rubbers, or esrog, and a banana. Okay? You can't add on. Or I'm going to decide, in my tefillin, you know, there are four parshas in tefillin, But I would ask the sofa a special deal. Let him put also my bar mitzvah subject. Well, the third time difference, whatever. Something meaningful to me. Very beautiful idea, but he can't do it. He can't add to the mitzvah. So the Rambam wonders, what do you mean? What about all the rabbinic, all the mitzvah drabon? They're adding on, right? They add on. And it gives an example. Abbas Vachov, he says, Torah only says Gedi, and it means only red meat to the rabbon, and the way he passed them, like a bekiva. They add on, Abbas Vachov. So he says, no. That's allowed because it's basically done as a safeguard. But he says a very important point. But it has to be clear. He says, if somebody would come on, okay, and say that that's also d'oraisa, that would talk to me about those. If you acknowledge the Rabbanan have the right, but they don't have the right to say that this has the power of the right. Those the Rabbanan have the right to add a safeguard. Don't eat meat, chicken with milk. Okay, right. As long as it's clear, that's what it is. And he says, we want to answer all kinds of us, even Sarov d'oraisa, that you're not allowed to do. Okay, so that was an important Rambam, as a side point. Now, I mentioned before, Tosus seemed to say, not like this Rambam, not like the Miri, and it says that we don't pass every key, but Rambam Sarov is d'oraisa. He said, what is that Shita? And some posts can have like that as well. The Bach in Yerodeus and Pezayim says, he learned that original Machokas, he said, what do you mean you pass every key? He's a minority. The halacha is the other way. And even though he quoted the Rosh and the Rift, he's just trying to explain, I don't think that's true. And he quotes other people, and he says, there's no chilek, and it's a tosser, and all three things. Again, the nafkamina. It wouldn't just be that eating is all right. It would be that hana and visual are usher, according to that peshitta. And that's how the Bach paskin, okay? And he says, kosher, you can't just dismiss the shita tells us, the Rar Shal. And the Amso Shalachul in Parakas Simen Kuf 49 quotes this also, and he says it again. He agrees. He says you can't just dismiss. Tosus said something. You don't just dismiss what it says in Tosus. Here you have some, early Achonim Poskim who hold that Pesar Ol is in fact also of Midoraisa. That is not the majority view. We take those in 50. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't Poskim like that. Again, we want to be aware. The Shulchan Aruch is from Pei Zayin from Gimel. Says, "Eino noel yel b'sar behemah torah b'chol behemah torah, al b'sar torah b'chol b'chol b'tzmeya, al b'sar b'tzmeya b'chol torah, mutar b'vishwana, al b'sar chay v'ov, afila b'chol torah, mutar b'vishwana, da'af b'achila eino osem v'rabana." The Shohar Paskins, like the Rambam, and so on, actually, of course, they're back to the fish, of al dog v'chol govim, there's no issue whatsoever. Okay? Now, another issue another issue of the fact that it's always Rabbanan to begin with the sorrow. Let's say you want to have, if Ramot talks about there in 50, let's not have milk that's not real milk. I want to have almond milk. Call it mishketen, okay? Or almond milk. So the Ramot seems to say, well, since the sorrow, anyways, we're real milk is always Rabbanan, so with almond milk, you don't have to do anything. With Sar Behema, you should do something as a marathon. You're having meat. And almonds, leave the coconut or the almonds on the table, or like today, you leave the box. The box says almonds milk. Right? You have to have some kind of a hecker to remind you that it's not real milk. That's what you have to do. But there are more passing, huh? You part, yeah.
The just came out.
Yeah, it was all. Yeah. Today, people know, right? Okay. Now, the shock dance, you caught Donald, will finish up.
Hey, why doesn't Mars sign a fight at all?
Yes, that's what there are more, right? So we'll see in a second until Achonim disagree. Ramos says, you're right, Ramos says. The Shach is called Dawud. Says the Mechaber, I'm saying it outside, the Mechaber, Paskin, like the Mechila, the Bsar Oath is only as a Mechila, it's only, and it's Mutab Hanot, it's Mutab Bishul. He mentions the Marshal Bach disagreed based on the Maharaj at the Chosadesh and Bagosh Shari Durit. Others Paskin the other way, they said it's the Raisa. But I, the Shach, said it was Sifri, Chzaki, Ramos, and Rabbanan. I think there are many riots in the Gemara. We went through some of them. And even the other poskim say they did it out of deference to Tosus. They didn't want to just dismiss Tosus. It said, Kosher la'akum, begging a Tosus. It doesn't mean they paskim a mice that it's the right. It says it only makel against Tosus, okay? But whether they really mowed it, it's allowed. Anyway, and he says even the whole Tosus is questionable because it they were just trying to explain the minhaga olam doesn't mean it that they held that way. And that's what the Shach says, okay? There's an interesting point on this, an interesting tshuva, some sofer, 52, we'll finish up in a moment. Chelek Beis, Chelek Yerodeus, from Tani Dalit. He had the following story. Umdo Yadana, I know that story. The Feifei stands for Frankfurt. The mine, Frankfurt the mine, Frankfurt on the mine river. Frankfurt, yeah, the other types of mine, Frankfurt the other. But anyway, Frankfurt the mine, listen to the story. Parach Tanagolas, the Toch, Kalachas, Kema, Rosechas, Ali. There was a big vat of butter cooking on the fire, huge tub of butter. A chicken hopped into it, okay, and died immediately, okay? Umesa Betocho. The Hora Gon Echad, great Gon, they said it was Aflo, the Reverend Sassova Paskin. A great person. Not like any benefit for him to go in because it's Basel Chalav. Okay? It's Basel Chalav, it's Asur Arno. The Shafchu Bechutzos. And they dumped it down the river somewhere. They dumped it out the market. They said, what do you mean? Someone pointed out, wait a minute, it was only chicken. It was a chicken that jumped in, not a goat. Okay? The chicken jumped into the vat of butter. So what's true, the Jew can't eat it. But they could have sold it. We found the guy to buy it. They could have sold it to a guy or feed it to the doors or something like that. We're talking. They did what HR gone up to the Echonami, but not third. We walk our assumption, Shum Blias Evin Achai. Came up with a chap. There's a problem, Evin Achai. Evin Achai is also because it's a living creature. And that's the whole sugi with this Blias from Evin Achai from Achai into this. It's a thing of Blias that it's absorbed. That's about. So, but it's at that point. Anyway, but he says, the Sofer says,
with the butter.
Yeah, right. But that's not what happened. Here he jumped in.
When he got in, it wasn't
a butter. That's the question. I know. So that's part of the problem. But anyway, the Chassam Sofer says it seemed to him, or the story was, that this Talmud Chacham, that was he originally, Taka made a mistake. He forgot that chicken is only drop on him, but because Baruch was Mizam and the terrorist his head and right away. To, but anyway, that's because it relates to the Chassam Sofer, the story from Purim, the fly in the wine. Remember, the fly jumps in the wine. The Jews will eat it. If you touch the one, anyway, is that true or fly? Anyway, but that's a side point. Let me just finish up last sources. Listen, I'm just saying that the Haman made the time that the Jews won't eat. They'll drink it if the fly jumps in. So it sounds like it is allowed. No. But it has to be clear from the chai that went in. Anyway, I don't go into that. This is a side point. Just to finish up. So your question. Was about the Maris Ayin, so the Shoharach Paskin from Simpei Zion of the Ordain of Dalit 53. There's also the Vashu Chalav Ishim in Maris Ayin, the mother's milk, you know, that feeds the baby. And today, a lot of times, the mothers express the milk, they leave it in plastic bags and bottles and whatnot, but you're not allowed to cook in that either because Maris Ayin. You know, it's not real milk, it's not loch, it's not beef, but it's Maris Ayin. And he says, fine. So the Shach, and the Chotin Vav, and the Chotin Ches discusses, whether he said you got involved because it's late, I'm not going to say it. He says there is Meyer sign with our bond. And this heter from the Ramos is only according to Ramos said there's no Meyer sign. He owes there is Meyer sign. The last source I just want to mention is a famous Taz. It's famous not for what it says, but it's what's derived from it. The Taz of 55 is Yordaya Simon Tzadi. You've got your base in the middle of the dinim of the Kachal. Kachal is the udder, which has milk in it. Well, you slaughter a cow and you have, so what's to do with that in terms of possible color? So, I'm going to stay outside. The Taz comes to the conclusion that when you have two, based on the idea of Zeril and Zeril, so we have two Drabonim, it'll be Mutter, the double Drabonim. The implication of this is everybody knows this Taz because the Taz seems to, the topic there is what's called Kavush Kavush Drabonim, something that soaks is also considered if it's cooked. Okay, it soaks in cold, but it soaks for X amount of time, so it's considered Kavush. That's only Drabonim, so what if it's not the holiest, it wasn't the right, start with it'll be Mutter. So there are those who derive from this Taz, they put at least the halachah in it. Let's say I have the whole Isser of Basar Chalav, as you alluded to earlier, is only when it's cooked together. Okay? Theoretically, if I have a piece of steak and a piece of cheese, okay, that's not cooked together. Cheeseburger is cooked together. So a piece of steak and a piece of cheese is drabanan. Because obviously, why is drabanan? I mean, it's going to mix you up. You can eat it cold, it's going to be hot next time. You know what? I like it melted, so I melt the cheese. Right? One second. What about a piece of chicken and a piece of cheese?
Trade the bottom.
Right? That should, so according to that Taz, it should be allowed. Okay? You shouldn't have to wait. You should be able to eat a piece of chicken with a piece of cold. Because the whole issue of eating cold is because you may come to eat it hot. But that's a derisa. Here, it's a double jump. Because the whole chicken, the way we pass it on the bottom, if you assume like the whole postcard, but it's the bottom, so it should be allowed according to the Taz. So it's an interesting, again, he doesn't say it specifically, but it comes out from that.
Every person can make in his city, when he's in the high. To me, if the Gemara never said, train to a
right, no, you're right. You're right. No, but the Gemara does have the Gemara does have the print rate
there. Some cases we don't.
But we don't know. Here it doesn't say which one. So that's the Prima Gaudium. The Prima Gaudium, that's the last source. So this is on 56. The Prima Gaudium says, and that same sin inside is Sukkot in his days, the Mishnah of Zav, he said, Masha Kosma, our powers of Zerah, and Zerah, for our custom, the Kudah, the Kessel, the Shach, who Shara, Chonim, yeah, the Lefavim, goes really Zerah, Zerah, sometimes there is such a thing as Zerah, Zerah, and therefore, the, even though we're a lot of times, and therefore the idea we don't eat cheese or chicken either, not to disappoint anybody, and the Rabbi will have that today, the Taz says, you also run out of town, but Lamaisa, we don't accept all of them. Okay, we're still going to go to Shabbos.
Sounds like you're running out of anything. Sounds like whatever you want. We don't bring out of town.